We're having a Twins Marathon Day today on KFGO, and for good reason. The Twins season opener tonight at the Chicago White Sox will be airing here on KFGO at 6:30, so we're getting you ready for that. Dustin Morris from the Minnesota Twins is going to be joining us in just a moment. But our Twins Marathon Day Talking All Twins is brought to you by Welton's Tire Service, Muscatel Burns Ford, Farmers National Company, Corsmall Funeral Service, West Fargo Public Schools, and Royal Jewelers. Thanks to all of them for sponsoring today's Twins Marathon here on KFGO. We are talking all Twins all day long because we're so excited for this season to finally start.
I am ready for the sound of the crack of the bat. I am ready to...
The roar of the empty seats.
Right. but you know what? Listen, I'll take what I can get at this point. It hasn't really felt like summer without Twins baseball.
It has not. Dustin Morris is with us now. He is with the Minnesota Twins Baseball Club. Dustin, welcome back to KFGO Radio.
How are we doing? It's opening day. What an exciting day. Didn't think we'd get here, but here we are.
I know. Well, tell us about what it's like right now in Chicago and what the feel of the team and all of that. Give us the sights and sounds and feels of today.
Yeah, you know, we've been here for a couple of days. We had the exhibition game with the Cubs, so it was the first big obstacle to get out on the road, get out of Target Field, and what we, I guess, kind of learned to be the new norm there was one thing, but getting out, traveling, and getting on, you know, that Delta flight, they did a great job making sure it was clean and safe for everybody. We had socially distanced seating. It was a little different than what we were used to, but, you know, with the masks and the alcohol wipes and the sanitizer and the spacing, it was a pretty comfortable flight. You felt pretty good about it. And we got to Chicago and we had, you know, four or five buses. So we could all get on, you know, a distance from each other and made our way to the hotel. And a very nice hotel here in Chicago that took us in. We're about the only group here and you know, feel good about it. We've had some team meals. We've kind of decided to just eat here together at the hotel instead of venturing out in the streets of Chicago. So it's a little different, but it feels pretty good. Like it's like a tournament, this bubble that we're all a part of, and there's some togetherness here. You look to your right and to your left, and there's a lot of responsibility amongst each individual to stay safe and try to stay healthy, kind of battle through this 60-game sprint. And here we are. We got to opening day, and we're relatively healthy, and everybody's ready to go. We've got a good workout in yesterday at the field. Got a feel for what it's going to be like with, you know, no fans and some cardboard cutouts they have here in the stadium. And now it's all about a good night's sleep, and we had a team breakfast this morning that I just came from, and working on releasing the lineups and all the game notes and things that we've all been waiting for a long time. So the day is finally here. We've got, you know, buses at 12:30, 1, 1:30, 2, and 2:30, and we'll get underway tonight at 7:10.
Tell us about interacting with the fans. The fan experience is a little bit tougher this year. You can't bring them to the stadium. There's not going to be a tour this year. There's not going to be games to have. It's tough to interact with your fans this year. How are the Twins doing it?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's all virtually. I mean, we're trying to, it's in everybody's best interest to avoid large groups. And one thing that, you know, professional athletes tend to do is cause a little bit of a stir and a group gathering for whether it's autographs or pictures. And, you know, it's just in everybody's best interest to kind of keep their distance this year. So we're working hard to share our stories through our social platforms and our website. And of course, you know, on our broadcast, both, you know, on TV and radio, and try to share some behind-the-scenes looks at what we're doing and be more proactive with trying to send things out to, you know, key season ticket holders and sponsors and things like that, that we can try to bring baseball to your living room, if you will. And, you know, FSM's going to do a great job of trying to show and incorporate some different things. You're kind of working on it together of what's possible and what isn't. It's a little challenging on my end, too, just with my job on how to connect with the media, because the media is not allowed into the clubhouse this year either. They're allowed on a very limited basis, allowed in the ballparks, but we do everything via Zoom and try to share those, you know, inside stories with our writers that they can share with everybody that wants to read about us. So it's a change of pace. We're kind of having some virtual viewing parties and some fan mosaics at Target Field, some different shout outs and call outs throughout the season. But again, it's probably, you know, game one's going to look very different than game 60. I think we're all going to learn you know, the best practices as we get through this together. There's no playbook or handbook for this. We're kind of learning as we go and trying to do the best we can and let the players play too. It's a new world for them too, to adjust with no fans in the stands. And there's no replacement for that. You can have cardboard cutouts. You can have piped in crowd noise, but I can tell you firsthand that these players really do feed off the fans, and they're going to miss it as much as the fans are going to miss the players. The players are missing the fans too. The exhibition game we had the other night at Wrigley was just, you know, I was maybe one of a handful of people sitting in the stands, and it was eerie. It was strange, and the fans were certainly missed. And of course, at Target Field, when you have 39,000, you know, Twin supporters, these players feed off that, and it'll be different. So it's the new norm, and we'll see how it plays out. Hopefully by the end of the year we'll find a way to have some people in the building and root for the Twins.
Dustin, let me ask a question for when you're back home at Target Field. With Governor Wall's new mandate on masks, will players have to wear a mask when they play?
You know, it's a personal decision. Keep in mind that these players are tested every other day for the virus. So I think there's an exemption there when you're actually doing some physical activity on the field. We're instructed, you know, anywhere inside in the clubhouse and the tunnels to wear our masks. Somebody like myself, I wear it pretty much every second outside of eating or drinking at the ballpark. But when the players are on the field, I've been told it's a personal decision on how they want to, you know, handle that. It's a little challenging in some cases when you're running and, you know, your airway's blocked a little bit. So I think it'll be a little bit of a compromise on that end, but these guys are tested quite frequently, and I think that's part of maybe an exception there that they can make a choice when they're on the field.
Well, and I tell you, you know, if you want to show your Minnesota Twins pride, you've got a brand new accessory this year. You can get a Minnesota Twins mask, and I saw that even people are taking their home run hankies and turning them into masks as well. So that's got to be kind of this exciting new way. You know, you're not just sporting a ball cap anymore. You've got another way to show your love for the Twins.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you see these masks evolve a little bit too, even just throughout summer camp and now getting into opening day. I've seen two or three, maybe even four different versions of the Twins mask. And we've got some scarf-style masks that all the guys have. It's a little thicker and a little, you know, with the hot weather, I don't know if every guy will choose that style, but yeah, you're right. There's some new swag to get and just show support, put your mask on. So it's important safety feature as well.
I see that you have youth ones as well. So if you want to pick up, if you've got a youth, you know, in your family, if you've got a kid in your family who's a Minnesota Twins fan, they've even got some youth Minnesota Twins face coverings. You can find those all online and lots of different styles to choose from too. I know we've got a couple of Minnesota Twins masks at our house already. So already sporting the colors and ready for opening day for sure. It's like you no longer get out just your shirt or your jersey. You also get your mask out for the day.
Yeah, you're right. And it's an additional way of showing support for two causes, your favorite baseball team and, you know, everybody's safety too. So it's a great feature. I, you know, love that people would be supporting the Twins and wearing those team-themed masks. And, you know, step one is just making sure everybody puts one on and tries to stop the spread of this so we can continue to do things that we love to do. And we're just excited that baseball's back and hopefully people will enjoy, you know, some entertainment. Ultimately, baseball is a game to entertain, and we're going to get out there on the field. And you know, this lineup is something that I think a lot of Twins fans have been waiting to see. It's a team that hit 307 home runs last year, and we went out and added a few pieces and a big bat in the middle of the order with Josh Donaldson. So I'm excited to see what that group can do. And not to mention, we've got he's not a kid anymore, but he's still a pretty youthful pitcher in Jose Barrios, and he's been looking really, really good during summer camp, and nobody works harder than him. So he takes the ball tonight. It's going to be a great battle with the White Sox.
Dustin Morris, really, we can't wait to hear Twins baseball back on KFGO. Thanks for joining us for a few minutes. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us, guys, and win Twins.
Yeah, go Twins. Okay, back to work for you. We are doing Minnesota Twins Marathon Day today on KFGO because we are all excited to finally hear it on the airwaves of KFGO. Tonight at 6:30, you can hear the Twins season opener at the Chicago White Sox. So weird. This is probably, I hope it's the last time we can say opening day is on July 24th.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rather than April 24th. Twins Marathon Day today on KFGO is brought to you by Welton's Tire Service, Muscatel Burns Ford, Farmers National Company, Corsmore Funeral Service, West Fargo Public Schools, and Royal Jewelers. Thanks to all of our sponsors for showing the Twins some love today.